You're listening to a DM podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Beyond the Likes. It is your host, Amy Gerard, and it is approximately 9 p.m. on a late Monday night.
With her special guest, Grumpy Dad.
With a very, very special guest of mine. He goes by the name Rian Gerard. Ladies and gentlemen, my husband.
What up?
So basically, just to paint this picture for you, it is week two of school holidays. Impossible for me to have gotten into the studio this week. Brought the kids into the studio last week. That kind of went down like a lead balloon. And just then we were just kind of all over the place last week. So in true Amy fashion, as per the last couple of episodes, we are now doing this from a hotel room. And I have just had a shower. We've just put the kids down there in the room next door. We are actually here for a Lego event that is happening tomorrow, but it's happening rather early. So we're just staying at the Holiday Inn. You know, we thought it'd be a fun little thing to take the kids out of the house, bring them into the city, and take them to dinner. And in true Amy fashion, I was having a shower just then. And I was thinking to myself, oh, shit, I don't have a podcast for this week. And Ryan then had a shower, walked out in his undies, got into bed with me, and I said, hey, do you want to do a podcast with me? And what entailed was just sheer excitement from him. He was elated. He was squealing with joy. He couldn't wait to get started. Hey?
And then you proceeded to go, oh, if you want to be the grumpy dad.
Anyway, I thought we would just jump on here because most of the listeners who listen along are parents. And I just want to check in with you all. Like, how are we all going? Week two of school holidays, it's a lot. I sometimes don't even know where my kids are. Like, I'm trying in advance to make sure that they're always being looked after, whether they're at play dates or in-laws or Ryan's working from home. But because there's three and no one really ever wants three at the same time, I kind of tend to like offload them in different spaces. And then sometimes I find myself thinking, shit, where have I put them all? Like, where are each and every one of our kids? And so today was meant to be a really nice thing. We brought them into the city. We thought, you know what? Let's take them out for dinner. Where did we take them?
El Loco. So I've got this thing, right, where I'm like, my kids are going to be somewhat cultured in terms of food. And I'm like, I like for them to try different types of food and get accustomed to different flavors. And I was like, when we came in, I was like, we can't take them to a full-blown restaurant because they don't sit still. And we've got the opportunity because where we live in Menai, there's not like a whole lot of variety. So I was like, well, why don't we just try something a bit more casual, but like step them out of the boundaries.
And Mexican, we sometimes do tacos at home, but
that's not El Paso taco mince. Right, like I'm not saying it's the most highly elevated Mexican, but it's definitely a more Mexican than El Paso. What's that spice mix? Your version of a taco is basically
The taco seasoning that you put into mince.
Yeah, that's not Mexican.
Anyway, what we have realised tonight is that not only should we absolutely not take our children out past 6 p.m, but they are also absolute pussies. Like, most of the food that we ordered today had next to no spice over it. And all three of them were carrying on like absolute pork chops. Like, spicy. You know how, have you noticed that all of them have a lisp all of a sudden when they're saying it's spicy? Or is that just Kobe?
It's like dominoes. One says it's spicy and then all three follow. And then all of a sudden we've got $50 worth of food that's too spicy.
And then I was, I poured a bit of water into Kobe's glass and I made the cardinal sin of filling up Kobe's glass more than I filled up Bobby's glass. So then Bobby stormed off in a huff. And then Kobe clocked that I was giving Bobby attention because he stormed off in a huff. So then Kobe stormed off in a huff. And then I was like, come on, Kobe, come on, let's all sit back as a family. And then Charlie, who I wasn't expecting this from her, she's almost nine, she was also like, oh, shit, this is how I get heaps of attention from mum. So she storms off in a huff. And it was 6:45 and all three kids of ours were standing at the end of the restaurant and Ryan and I were just sitting at on the table. And I was like, oh, I'm not even going to fight this. I'm just going to go with the flow. And this whole table of people walked in and they were kind of looking at us and then looking at these three rogue kids at the back of their restaurant and then looking back at us and then looking at our three rogue kids. And I was like, oh, no, this has actually worked out well for us. And Ryan and I just kind of sat there at the table and had a little conversation. And this lovely lady from who had just walked in ended up walking down to the back of the room trying to, like, convince our kids to come back and join us at the table. I was like, why is that strange woman? I mean, she couldn't have done anything. We were watching her. But I was like, she's trying to make amends with our three kids who were just being absolute turds at the back of the restaurant. And she was trying to make amends and get them to come back to the table. Anyway, I didn't listen to her. No surprises there. But I just think I want to know, at what point do people start taking their kids out for dinner?
And actually enjoying themselves. I think that's where we keep going wrong. We keep on going, oh, this will be a really good experience. Like, you know, the kids will enjoy it. Kids don't want to sit at a restaurant.
Yeah. They don't give two shits about not, like, trying new food. I mean, I had a cocktail. I went for the margs, obviously. Do you remember ever going to a restaurant with your mum and dad?
I remember going when I was like 10 and you went to the local Chinese.
Yeah.
And you got to cut the cake with the sword and it was the tits.
What? Yeah.
You what? Know, like a samurai sword, even though it was Chinese, not
Japanese,
but that was a thing. We went to the Blue Dragon in North Mead.
Oh.
Man, it was a thing.
We used to go to this place called the Lucky Panda at Bonnet Bay.
Yeah, when you had your Chinese, you had your Chinese and maybe your Italian.
Yeah.
And that you just like, that was your special occasion. Now we're flipping Uber 2 and 3 times a week.
Oh, like, because there's so many different things that
we're just like, back in the day, it was, you didn't go out that often.
Yeah.
Like it was a special occasion thing to go to the Blue Dragon.
The Blue Dragon and the Lucky Panda.
Mate, there's going to be people on here from the hills who are going to message you and go, mate, Blue Dragon. I know. When you know, you know.
My first memory of ever going out as a kid, I feel like we used to always go out. Did you always used to go out with other families?
Yes and no, but that's like, my memories are more when it was one of our birthdays and we went to...
Oh, see,
you know the name of the restaurant.
Blue Dragon.
Hey.
I remember we would never really go out just as a family. Or if we did, we'd go out with, like, grandparents. But, excuse me.
This is the most unprofessional. You know when she came to me, she goes, we're just going to do a podcast. I was like, no, I don't operate like this. Like, what are we talking about? She's like, we're just going to freestyle. And I was like, no. She goes, why are you so grumpy? And I was like, because... Like, you have a duty of responsibility to your listeners to prepare.
But can I say something? You know how...
And provide a quality 30-minute experience for them.
My whole podcast is
built
about...
on fluff.
...is about being an extension of my Instagram. And my Instagram is all about being real and authentic and honest. And my podcast is exactly that. Every week, no matter what, I get a podcast out. Every single school holidays, I get savagely dicked. I can't. We've got no help anymore. You couldn't take a day off this school holidays. I've done one podcast day in the studio, and that was for my Jen podcast. That is the professional one. That's very structured. Jen writes notes. I turn up and just freestyle. But that is... You know how everyone has a lane? And I feel like there's so many polished podcasts. And I feel like my lane is that I'm unpolished and...
Can I ask you a question?
Scattered, yeah.
If you were to listen to a podcast, would you want it to be somewhat structured or just like completely off the cuff? It might be a personal preference. I would prefer something that's somewhat structured around a topic. Or yeah, a person.
If I liked the person and I found her entertaining, I would just listen to anything that she said, whether it was structured or fluffy or in a podcast studio or in her car or in the Holiday Inn with her husband who's nude and drinking red wine.
Why does it have to be
wine.
A she? Why can't it be a he?
Nah, I don't listen to male podcasts.
Why?
I just don't find men that interesting.
Well, it probably explains a lot.
Do you? Do you even listen to podcasts? Do you listen to mine?
Yeah,
obviously not, because they're not structured enough for you.
Yeah, so I listened to a couple. I listened to the one, the most recent one was probably about 2 months ago that you did with Bobby.
That wasn't fucking structured. That was total
freestyle. No, but I'm just saying that's the one I listened to.
And did you like it or hate it?
I mean, I liked it because Bobby was really cute, but he also just gave you one-word answers, yeah. And I was just like, oh. Like, I really wanted him to step up and, like,
yeah.
I also don't think your line of questioning extracted conversation from him. You were asking questions that were very closed questions, which meant you're only going to get one-word answers.
To be honest, it didn't matter what I asked. All he was doing was watching the screen. Stop biting your nails.
It's not I've got to put up with people. Podcasts at 10 to 9 on a Monday night. When I'm just tucked into bed in my undies, ready to go to sleep. Fucking!
You were going to go and do a midnight Coles run for me.
Yeah,
that's
correct.
True love. I'm having a glass of red wine instead. This is another segue into my unstructured podcast. A true insight to how different we are. Like Ryan, when I said to Ryan, "Jump on this podcast with me," he goes, "I'm not prepared. I'm not ready." What are you?
No, I just said I don't operate well.
And like, I said, you don't need to be prepared. I'm just going to talk. We're just going to talk and have an open, honest conversation.
I was just like, people are going to think we're bickering, but this is just a conversation. But
yeah.
Like, I just look at it and go, like, wouldn't you go, okay, like, here is the theme of the thing. Here are a couple of things we can talk about. Not just like, I'm just going to go in here and like winging it.
But. Look at it. We've been talking now for 13 minutes and...
And what have we actually said?
We've covered off the fact that school holidays is brutal. It's never a good idea to take your kids out to a restaurant after 6 p.m. Our kids are absolute pussies and are not adventurous.
So to come back to that, right, how do other parents, like, so Ryan and Bree,
yes.
When I watch their photos and Arch is like, hoovering down oysters and
jalapenos
and all that type of stuff, I'm like, what are they doing different? Because I try and cook lots of different stuff, and the minute it's foreign to anyone but Bobby, they're like, no, not in.
Well, I also,
Bobby will have a crack.
I think it's exactly what you say. It's a domino effect. Like, Charlie is the Lord. Bobby idolizes Charlie, and Kobe idolizes Bobby. And Charlie's the one who can't even have, like, a grain of pepper. If a grain of pepper touches a piece of her food, she's carrying on like she's swallowed lava, right? And then Bobby watches her, and then all of a sudden it's too spicy for him, and then Kobe's just an absolute carbon copy of Bobby.
Bobby had a crack today. He ate a bit of the hot dog, and he ate some nachos. And
did he?
Yeah.
I think Bree and Ryan, they're our friends down in Adelaide. I think they're absolutely in the minority. I don't know a lot. I actually think our kids are still pretty adventurous with food. They just don't like spicy food.
You reckon they're adventurous with food?
And you know what also I've realised?
The only pasta they eat is that kid's pasta.
5-minute kid's pasta.
Yeah, but then I try and get, so like this.
Are you kidding? They love my spag bowl.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
It's a good spag bowl.
But then so this week I bought like the adult size.
No, they don't eat the big ones.
Well, they're going to have to learn.
They don't eat the big ones.
It's,
also,
it's much better. Like, the quality of that is better than...
Yeah, but they also aren't as good.
Didn't your nutrition friend go, oh, you can't serve them that?
My nutrition friend told me that you're meant to have a bit of protein, carbs, and veg every night. Sometimes we just give them 5-minute pasta. Sometimes they just have nuggets and chips, you know? And also, just on our point, I have never seen a family out having dinner with young kids without them being on devices. Like, I see loads of families out. Like, where was I? Oh, when we went to Yum Cha the other day. We went to Yum Cha on the weekend. P.S., how nice was it having just a chill family weekend?
It was enjoyable.
It was a really nice thing. I'm going to come back to that. But on Sunday, we went out to Yum Cha, and there was lots and lots of families. And we were obviously there with our kids, and they weren't that bad. Like, they're not rude. They just like to constantly get up off their seat and walk around to the table and give me a kiss and punch each other in the arm and
play drums with the chopsticks.
Yeah. Oh. And then I was looking around and I saw all these other families with other young kids. But as I walked past, every single kid had like a phone or an iPad in their face. And I was like, no wonder. If we brought iPads for our kids, they'd all sit still too. They wouldn't say billio.
Billio?
Is that the right word? Billio? Millio? Billio. That's the right word.
No.
They wouldn't say boo. Yeah, that's probably it. Anyway, another little thing which was really nice this weekend. Are you just absolutely, like, no, dumbfounded at how...
I was also just laughing at when you said someone would get the Nobel Peace Prize for writing a book. So... Amy was one of her book launches and she was like, do you reckon I'm going to win a Nobel Peace Prize? I was like, babe, you wrote a book. You didn't do an amazing humanitarian.
What's the thing when Nobel?
Nobel is for like an amazing humanitarian or a breakthrough in science or medicine.
What's the thing with the book?
Pulitzer. Pulitzer Prize.
No, it's a Nobel. It's a Nobel.
No, babe. It's a Nobel.
It's a Nobel Prize in Literature.
Hey Siri, can you win a Nobel Prize for writing a fiction book?
Okay, I've created your note. It's called the prize for writing a fiction book.
So after consulting Siri,
books
or poems or songs or plays don't win the Nobel Prize. Individuals do for their body of work. Of all the recipients of the Nobel Prize for Literature,
only a few
ever produce works for younger readers.
Suck it! I am right. I'm so glad you just read that out. I have Googled this. There is a Nobel Prize for Literature.
Siri, how many people have won a Nobel Prize for Literature?
17 women. The Nobel Prize in Literature is awarded annually by the Swedish Academy to authors for outstanding contributions in the field of literature. You put me on the gronk in front of my...
I didn't think you could win a Nobel for Literature. I thought Nobel was traditionally...
Oh, my gosh.
...for breakthroughs in...
What do you say? I stand corrected.
Siri's wrong.
No. Say, I stand corrected.
Siri is wrong.
Stand corrected. And Amy... You are...
I'm voting for you for a Nobel Peace Prize, yeah?
Peace Prize?
Peace Prize.
Anyway, just to wrap this up, because this has been... I reckon it's up there. I reckon this might win a Nobel Peace Prize for our podcast, because the quality and professionalism in this podcast is just outstanding. My final tip that absolutely nobody asked for was... Start watching all of your favorite family childhood movies at home with your kids. Ooh. Like, they're so nostalgic for yourself.
Our kids have absolutely
loved them. Like, on the weekend, and I blew your mind. You hadn't even seen. We watched on Saturday night, we watched The Sandlot Kids.
Which was good. The last one last night, not that great.
Little Giants.
Yeah. I mean, it's no Karate Kid.
Anyway, so
Mighty Ducks.
We've watched The Mighty Ducks. We've watched Karate Kid. We've watched Sound of Music. What else have we watched?
Narnia.
We've watched Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
No, Narnia is different than Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
It's the same thing.
I don't think so.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yeah. You want to Siri that as well? I've watched Mary Poppins with them.
Casper.
I didn't watch Casper with them.
It's because they don't love you.
It's because they love me the most. Anyway, next weekend I think we're going to watch E.T.
Well, we gave them the choice between Little Giants and E.T. and they chose Little Giants.
E.T. and then I want to watch It Takes Two. Anyway.
What's the movie, The Neverending Story, where he rides the big dog? Can you send through your suggestions?
Yeah. I'm going to take a photo of what we look like right now because we are quite the catch, and it's going to go up on my podcast page, the one that I also professionally manage and look after weekly. And please send me through your suggestions of your favourite childhood movies. Obviously, mine are all leaning towards who I had a crush on as a young girl, so mainly anything with Devon Sawyer. Devon Sawa. Can we Google that? Can you Siri that? How do you say Devon Sawa?
I can't translate correct.
I can't translate into Devon Sawa. How would you pronounce that? Sawa?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I liked Casper. I liked Little Giants. I liked Now and Then. What was your favourite childhood movie?
I wouldn't say I got a favourite childhood movie.
Were you trying to watch the other night? And I said that's way too scary for them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Men in Black. No way.
Yeah.
Far out, mate. Bobby was crying at the Sandlot kid's dog. You want him to watch Men in Black?
Yeah, but then he came in tonight and he was like, there was a horror movie on. He's like, I want to watch this.
No, it was because Charlie turned the TV off because they're swearing. Anyway, we're going to love you and leave you. This has been just a cute little podcast
for you. The highlight of my Monday night.
Thank you so much for joining us. I really and truly hope the mums are surviving. I'm running at about 37% battery. I was 48 today, but the boys absolutely just fucked me over. We've got 5 days to go. 4 days after tonight. And by the time this podcast is out, we will have 2-3 days. We are on the home stretch, mamas and ladies. And I just want to say I hope you're all having a wonderful week. Thank you for listening. Thank you to my husband for joining me.
I'll put up on the thread 3 professionally made podcasts that we'll be more entertained with than this one.
Like what?
I don't know. But yeah. I'll do my research.
Well, maybe you should ask Siri about that too. Yeah?
3 Nobel Peace Prize winning podcasts.
Yeah. Losers. You and Big B. I'm gonna absolutely slam into him. Well, wait, what? Absolutely.
Good night.
Oh my God. Good night, guys. Love you all very, very much. Bye for now. Mwah.